Usually when we listen to music, well, we can typically understand what someone is saying. But there's a new genre of rap called mumble rap that is emerging from audio streaming sites like SoundCloud. Arts and entertainment writer Chauncey James has some insights on mumble rap.
I want to talk today about this movement going on in rap right now. And actually, it's been going strong for a few years now. Now, if you keep up with trends in rap and hip hop, then you know that the new school lately is all coming from SoundCloud. I can't even list how many rappers have gotten huge in these past few years just from dropping singles, EPs, mixtapes on SoundCloud. And in my opinion, apps like that and Bandcamp make it easier than ever to find real potential and real quality from this vast ocean of music we have right now. But not a lot of people see it the way I see it. In fact, as soon as SoundCloud rappers became the big wave in hip-hop, you had tastemakers and DJs from Hot 97 like Pete Rosenberg and Funkmaster Flex label this trend as mumble rap. And it's not a term of endearment. In fact, these guys completely use it as a slur towards the new school. Now, it's been a while since a lot of these rappers made it big, and the mumble rap term has come to stick. There's no getting rid of it. But I'm here today to tell you that I think this term is pretty unfair to use. And a lot of these guys have their own appeal that people have really taken a liking to. But that appeal can be a little hard to understand if you have such a strict definition on what rap is and what it should be. But to understand the appeal behind mumble rap or SoundCloud rap or whatever you want to call it, I just want to showcase some of the biggest names to come out of this school and why it's so popular. You'll be able to notice the trends pretty soon. The first rapper I want to point out is Lil Uzi Vert. Uzi's a real interesting case to me because he's quoted as his biggest inspirations being Pharrell, the Ying Yang Twins, and Marilyn Manson. He just dropped his debut album, Love is Rage 2, the sequel to his breakout mixtape, Love is Rage. The Love is Rage tapes are some of Uzi's most popular projects, but I actually want to play a track from last year's mixtape, The Perfect Love Tape. Now I do what I want. 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 Everybody know I'm better. Hey, yeah, I'm better. Hey, it don't matter. Hey, pockets fatter. Hey, nowadays I'm on my haters, they got sadder. Hey, that's money longer. Hey, different song, bruh. Hey, different producer. Okay, so right off the bat, you notice how Do What I Want has this really warm, sugary sound to it, especially when you compare it to songs from darker trap rappers like Future or Travis Scott. It's really melodic, too. A funny thing to notice is that he never actually mumbles on this track. You can understand his delivery pretty well, actually. When I listen to Do What I Want, it makes me think of having a great night on the town with some friends. Now, the next artist I want to talk about is Ugly God. Ugly God is someone that understands the internet and social media a lot better than most artists. He's even been compared to Lil B because of how much his music lends itself to internet meme culture. Take a listen from his biggest single and judge for yourself.
Thanks, Ugly God. Thanks.
I just like your drip like water. I splash on your butt with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage. I pull up your book on your daughter. I drip in your drip like water. I splash on your butt with the water. I feel like I'm 21 Savage. I pull up your book on your daughter. Water. Yeah. Water. Yeah. Water. Huh? Water. Okay. Water. What? Water. Drip. Water. Splash. Water. I drip in your drip like water. I splash on your butt with the water. 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 Water on my I keep it wet like my cell phone. Women on me, dark skins and the red bones. Ugly God, wrap your chick up like some headphones. You say I ain't I'm Ugly God, I'm well known. I ain't got time for no wife, yeah. No. LMFAO, you kiss women, I pipe, yeah. Yeah, I feel like Yachty, just give me one night.
Now this is where what your definition of what rap is comes into play. If your idea of good or great hip-hop comes from conscious rap or lots of lyricism, Ugly God probably has no appeal to you. But the production made by Ugly God himself on this track has a really laid-back and low-key vibe to it. I'd even describe it as trap meets chill wave. The hook is catchy and memorable, and when you combine it with such a wavy beat and the charisma Ugly God has on his bars, you have yourself a ready-made hit. Now, the next artist to come from the mumble rap school is Lil Yachty. Yachty is probably the poster child for mumble rap slander because of how his vocals on the Little Bone mixtape are definitely swallowed and almost shy. Yachty pays no attention to the rules of rap music, and he loves to play around with how tracks are usually constructed in hip-hop. He has a cult following, though, and I want to play a quick snippet from this track off of Summer Songs 2 to get some insight into it.
You ain't Uzi, you ain't Cardi, show not me, never on the scene, what you mean, y'all I mean, falling like y'all mean, spin a face, just like Sting, came up popping beans, then I dropped it cause I'm not a fan, all you wanna be me, huh, rub for a genie, yeah. Your bank account looking teeny, huh, Tina Turner, Big Burner, young, two ribs for a fight, new crib on a kite, yeah. House living large, huh? You's a broke boy rapping about a dream. You ain't never shot the steam, huh? Stop lying to the teens, huh? Big bands too clean. $3,000 jeans, 3x39 in the jeans, huh? Spent the on my sister, huh? Ghost ride the old Fisker, huh? Ball hard like Derek Fisher, huh? Round round with my, huh? Round round with my, all my do is
shoot out the roof, yeah, yeah. Shoot out the roof, yeah, yeah. Shoot out the roof, yeah, yeah. Shoot out the roof, yeah, yeah.
Now that was probably the most up-tempo track that we've played so far. Shoot Out the Roof is bursting with energy, and a lot of that comes from its booming hook and how focused and confident Yachty sounds on his verses. The beat's pretty sparse and almost minimalist, but that's because Yachty wants his voice to dominate the track. And you can call it bucking the trend considering how much of mumble rap relies on melodic beats rather than lyricism or flows. It just shows that there's a lot more versatility to this than a lot of people give it credit for. Now, what all three of these artists have in common is that their music takes trap music and puts a lighter spin on it. If anything truly defines mumble rap, it's melodies, catchy hooks, and charismatic flows from the rappers giving it. If that's not your thing, that's totally fine. But there is so much good rap available at your fingertips all over social media. In fact, there's too much good rap out there today for anyone to be the old man yelling at the sky about how much they can't stand mumble rap. Whether any of these artists will stick around long enough to make an impact is anyone's guess. But for now, mumble rap is here to stay.
Well, that's the end of this episode. The segments for this podcast were produced by Chris Funches, Annie Walker, Daniel Johnson, Matt Kerr, Jessica Clifford, and Chauncey James. Our podcast is edited by Sam Haw, Matt Kerr, and me, Ross Kiefer. Music from this hour was Little Uzi Vert, Ugly God, and Little Yachty. You can tweet us at The Carolinian on Twitter, or you can follow the rest of our content online at CarolinianUNCG.com. And until next time, stay curious.